This podcast of Indiana High School Athletics on WGCLradio.com is brought to you by Smithville.
Ready to fire up that new HD television with top sports action? Fiber-fueled IPTV from locally owned Smithville Communications delivers the best quality digital television. And now there's even more great sports in the Smithville lineup. Smithville is adding more HD channels and other features, so don't get left behind. Get the Smithville Triple Play today. For more information, visit smithville.com today. Or call 800-742-4084. That's 800-742-4084.
All righty, looks like Malik Lathoon will be jumping center tonight in there against Braden Cole. Cole with 2-inch height advantage on the jump. Actually, his arm is in there, 6'4". So getting a 4-inch height advantage over Malik Lathoon. Cougars will go right to left on the radio dial here tonight. Ball is tipped, controlled by the Shelbyville Golden Bears. Cole with it. He's got the ball now, and now he gives it over to John Lux. Lux is swinging over on the right wing to Tyler Land. Land, Tate Stewart on him. Looks like a little, almost a 1-2-2 zone. They go inside. Shot is put up and missed badly. The rebound by... Now it's stolen away. I was checking Treadway who got the rebound. That shot was attempted by Orem, and now we got a person. Now they say last ball out of bounds. They say last touch by Shelbyville.
All right, two quick turnovers, one for each squad. Yeah, I mean, it's almost like a little bit of an amoeba defense. We'll pick that up a little better as North plays on.
All right, Malik Lathoon with the basketball. Gives it to Stewart out top. Swings it over the left wing to Treadway. Goes in the corner to Jastrzemski. Now back, they reverse it over to Lathoon. Lathoon with the ball. Now gives it over to Stewart. Stewart on the right baseline. And he bounces it off of a Golden Bear. It's off of Klaus. And the Cougars will retain possession.
Tate's first start. He may be a little nervous to get started. All he needs to do is run around, get a sweat going, hit that first shot.
Malik Lathoon with the basketball. Now to Treadway. They swing it over to Stewart. Three ball on the way.
Got like it. I said.
Bottom of the net for Tate Stewart. 3-0. Cougars on top. Shelbyville quickly in the front court. They go inside to Klaus. Klaus posting up Jastrzemski and off the glass.
That's going to be a mismatch, John. That's one thing. Klaus is also looks like he weighs about 230. He's a strong kid.
Stewart with a Lathoon to go over there. Treadway with a 3-1/4. Missed that one badly. Ball loose on the floor. Who's coming out of there with it? We're going to have a jump ball. Took the official long enough to call that. Possession arrow pointing in the direction of the Cougars.
Tough shot, but I tell you what, John, Jacob Treadway has got to shoot the ball tonight. He's got to make a little bit better effort than that one. Just wasn't ready and threw it just a little long over the basket.
Treadway throws it in, gets it into Jastrzemski, dribbles once, now goes back over to Treadway. Lathoon with a 3, no good. And tracking down the rebound was Tyler Land. He'll bring it to the front court quickly. That is Orem off the glass. Got it.
That's a quick fast break right there, John.
Orem runs the court well.
Yes, he does.
4-3 score. Lathoon, nice move inside. He got it. He answers. His first point. Cougars back on top here, 5-4.
Does this mean the pace is going to be a little quicker than you and I might have thought?
Well, I was thinking of a game about in the 40s, but
oh my.
Well, what do I know? Orem missing a 3. No good. Offensive rebound put back up and in. Klaus, somebody blocked him out. He's got 4 points. He'll go back on top, 6-5. Quickly in the front court. Lathoon with it. Jastrzemski out of the corner from a 3-ball range, and he knocks it down.
I'll tell you what, yeah, John, that's something that these kids, not all threes, because North doesn't exactly shoot the 3-ball that well as a team, 33%. But I tell you what, they've come out firing him tonight.
Yeah, Jastrzemski even worse at 23%. Shot put up. Did he get the shooter's roll? He does. That's John Lux. That's 2 points in the ball game, and we're tied at 8. Stewart quickly the other way, lays it in off the glass. Shelbyville a little lax getting back on defense. Stewart now with 5 points, and the Cougars on top, 10-8.
Okay, Tate Stewart's not nervous anymore. He's got it together.
Ball on the right wing is Land. Land goes down low, shot turned around and got it. Cameron Klaus, he's got 6 points. Came into the ballgame, averaging 8. He's almost there now. Stewart the other way to the 3. No good, he was too open on that one. Pulling down to rebound, that was John Lux. He still has it, leaves it for Klaus. Nice head fake, drives inside, and he got a foul.
Oh.
So Klaus with a basket. I think they're going to call Lathoon. Lathoon tried to draw the charge. That was on Lathoon, that's his first. Klaus already.
got 8 points. I thought he traveled. It was almost looked like an NBA one, too.
Shemsky checks out. Tyler Adams coming in, giving the Cougars some height. And so far, the height of Shelbyville has hurt him inside.
Yes, sir.
Klaus, 52% at the free throw line, got that one to go, and he's got 9 points.
I'll tell you what, Klaus, I mean, he's a man down there.
13-3, Shelbyville by three. Treadway with it, gives it over to Stewart. Stewart now to Tyler Adams again. He just checked into the lineup. Now leaves it for Basie, who comes way out. Now back to Lathune. Cougars run a little weave action. Now Lathune stops at the free throw line, and now he's fouled. And committing the personal foul, Tyler Land. Fast-paced action here.
Yes, it is.
Substitution, Chris Hatcher. 6'5", senior checks in. Tyler Land sits down. Basie with the ball. Out of Treadway in the corner. Now back out to, it looks like a 2-3 zone by Shelbyville. But Lathune out top. Gets it to Treadway on the left wing. Now he dribbles. Stops just outside the free throw line. Got it.
Nice. Attaboy, shot. Jacob. That's what he needs to do, John.
13-12. Shelbyville by one. Great move by Treadway. Now it looks like kind of that amoeba defense. Almost like a 1-2-2. Now there's a three out top, and missed that one. Rebound over the offensive end. That was Orem. And now he gets it down inside to Astrew, just checked in. He reversed it out. Shot was put up and no good. Getting his own rebound. We got a jump ball. All right, so we had a three ball attempt in the corner. That was by Cole. He missed it.
Who shot the three out of the first one?
That was the gentleman whose name I just said, Cole.
Okay, he got both of them?
He
okay.
got, and then 34.
Right. All right, I got him.
Okay, right now he's got the ball again. That's Orem. And now Orem leaves it for John Lux to reset the offense. Layden Cole gives it, and ball is now stolen, but got back. Orem with a three, and
Blocked. Partially
blocked by Adams. Now another three, way out top, was missed by Lux. And the littlest guy on the court, Tate Stewart, with the rebound. He leaves it for Treadway. Now to Basie. Basie, nice pass. Nice. To the basket. Tyler Adams. Good look inside by Basie. Tyler Adams is first 2 points of the ball game.
Great cut by Tyler Adams, John. He just dived from the free throw line. Great pass by Connor Basie.
Cougars back on top, 14-13. 3:10 going in a fast pace toward first quarter. Now we almost had a 5 second call, and they're lucky they got
that
call. Lux now out top. And it kind of looks like a 2-3 zone.
Yeah, I think it is. I think it is.
Orem has it. Now they go back to Lux. Lux, they're daring him to shoot that three. Instead, they go into Kroll. Klaus, rather. I'll get it right. Klaus now in double figures with 11 points.
Holy moly.
He scored 11 of the 15 by Shelbyville. Lathune from three. Got it. Boy, what a fast baseball game we got here tonight. 17-15. Cougars back on top. Lux attacking in the front court. Leaves it for Cole. Now they swing it over to Orem. Orem, they get the ball into Asher. Asher back to Orem. Drives inside. Got it. He was fouled. Count the baskets. Connor Basie picking up the personal foul. His first. Team second.
The height, when you now you've got 6'4", 6'5", 6'5". That's...
Orem, a 79% free throw shooter, misses it, and Tyler Adams with the rebound.
Well, actually, they list Klaus at 6'2". He looks much bigger than that.
Yeah, he does. Tate Stewart for the ball. Typically, they make him too tall.
Yeah.
Stewart got hacked on his way, missed the shot. The rebound was pulled down by Asher. Lux in the front court. Dribbles behind his back, now stops, and gets the ball over to Orem. They go inside to Klaus. Klaus inside, shot was missed by Asher. Ball batted around. He's coming out of there with the rebound out of bounds. They say last touched by whom?
North basketball, John.
Tell you what, Cougars are undersized, but boy, you can't. Boy, they're hustling all over the place. Hustling for those loose balls. 17-17, our score. If you told me that we would have that score right now, I would have said we'd be midway in the second quarter. Be interesting to see if the Cougars win this ball game. Andy's thoughts on tonight's strategy for this game. Tate Stewart out high. Still has it. It's a little dribbling exhibition there. The Shelbyville crowd student population applauds. Stewart with a long three.
Got it.
Yeah, they're silent on that one. Stewart now with 8 points. And Cougars back up by three. Horam in the front court. Gives it back out to Lux. They reverse the ball over to a new face in the game. Now inside Asher. Asher back to Lux. Long three was short. And tracking down the rebound is that new face in the ball game. Inside, shot was put up, no good for him, and rebound by Tyler Adams. Boy, Adams did a great job in there defensively. Jacob Miller is a new guy in for the Shelbyville. Now Jacob Treadway. Well, the Cougars, they came to play tonight, even though they're shorthanded. Well, we're under 50 seconds, so Cougars may elect to hold it here for the final shot of the quarter as they spread the floor. That's Stewart with the basketball out top. Stewart with a great first quarter, 8 points. He might be the guy taking the final shot of the quarter. We'll wait and see. 25 seconds now remaining. Tyler Adams with it. Now they go to Jacob Treadway. I don't think Jacob's going to take that final shot. I think it's going to be either LaFoon or Tate Stewart.
Andy just called a play. We'll see what they've got.
All right. Now Tate Stewart has the ball.
10 seconds.
Oh, nice
move.
Put up a shot.
Got it.
Boy, he was able to loop the defender on that one. Stewart now with 10 points. Long three. No good. And getting an offensive rebound was Asher, but he couldn't put it back in. We have played 8 minutes. Cougars on top, 22-17. Back after this one-minute timeout, you're listening to Bloomington North Cougar Basketball on WCCL. Back from the J.R. Holmes court. Bloomington North Cougars with a 5-point lead, 22-17 at the end of the first quarter. Tate Stewart with 10 points. Some nights that might be the game-high number, but Cameron Klaus with 11 for Shelbyville.
Woo!
Tate Stewart has the ball. Jacob Miller on him. Stewart, well, they're going to pay a little more attention to him. Jastrzemski thought about the three, now drives, leaves it for LaFoon. Malik. Now they'll reset the offense. Tate Stewart out top. Jacob Miller is on him. Adams on the right wing. Stewart still with the ball. Tate now leaves it. Treadway. Three on the way in the corner. No good. Ball batted around. Coming out of there with a deep rebound. That was Braden Cole. Cole across the timeline. Jacob Treadway on him. Cougars again. 5-point lead. 22-17.
Shooting 69% from the field, John. That's why they've got that lead.
With the ball. Now we got a foul. Tate Stewart.
No,
we got
time out.
We'll break for a half minute. You're listening to Cougar Basketball on WGCL. Well, Coach Ryan Mack of Shelbyville saw something he didn't like. We had played less than a minute, and he called a timeout to get something straightened out.
10 points for Tate Stewart in that quarter. 5 for Malik LaFoon. 3 for Holden Jastrzemski. 2 for Treadway and Adams. The Cougars with 22, John, and hot shooting.
With the basketball now on the right wing is Cole. Cole swings it back out to Jacob Miller. Now Asher coming way out at the top of the key to get it. He leaves it for Orem. Now there's a three put up by
Tyler Land.
Tyler Land is first points of the game. The little guy, 5'5", LaFoon quickly the other way. Got the shooter's roll. So LaFoon answers. He's got 7. The Cougar lead back to 4.
I don't see any evidence of that elbow, John.
What? Stewart able to get his hand. Zoram had the ball. Stewart knocks it out of bounds.
That's a good call. It's Shelbyville ball.
Again, the Cougars really playing up tempo here. They showed up. Tate Stewart's going to get a break. Pat's on the back from his teammates. And Riley Green checking in for him. His first action in the ball game. Long pass in, and Riley Green just committed his first personal foul. Just going for the ball. That's the second on the Cougar. Actually, the third foul on the Cougars here in the quarter.
Not a lot of fouling going on yet, John.
With the ball is Tyler Land. Leaves it for Orem. Orem. Now to Asher outside. Looks inside. Leaves it long. Three. Nothing but the bottom of the net for Cole. His first point in the ball game. Cougar lead cut to 124-23. in the front court. Treadway lost the handle. Who's got it? Ball loose on the floor. Coming out of there with it. And getting a hand on it was Green, and got it over to LaFoon. LaFoon out of control. Missed the shot. Orem with it. Quickly in the front court. Hughes take it all the way to the basket. Left it for Asher. That was a bad pass to Asher. And here we go the other way. Tyler Jastrzemski with it. Now to Treadway. Treadway drives inside. Missed him, but he's going to the free throw line. Good, strong move to the basket by Treadway.
Yes, sir. That was excellent move there. Little helter-skelter back and forth. Nobody wanted to control that basketball. Luckily, North got it back. Got a nice layup by Jacob, and he got a good foul going to the line for two shots.
Second foul on land. Treadway 69% from the line this year. And he misses there.
Knock this one down, Jacob.
Andy Hudson deciding to play this game at full speed. Put on the gas pedal.
Boy, he is. I'm a little surprised, but hey, you know, they've done well. They're hitting their threes. They're getting good shots, John.
Treadway gets that second one to go down. And Tate Stewart, after a short break, comes out. Malik LaFoon will check out.
John, as we kind of worried about it, at the end of the first quarter break, 9-3 rebounding edge for Shelbyville. They've got a big, muscular front line.
With the ball is Orem in the corner. He's got it again. They go inside. Nice. Oh, man. Connor Basie gets in the passing lane. He's fouled in the backcourt.
Nice play by Connor Basie.
Fouls on Klaus. Very heady player. Connor Basie doesn't score a lot of points. Only 2 points. Only gets 3 rebounds a contest. But he gives you a lot more when he's on the court. Plays good defense. Has a good floor game.
Yeah, that was a nice play right there. Third turnover for Shelbyville. So that helps the Cougars.
There's a lot of things that don't necessarily show up in the box score. Treadway, they go down low and kicking the ball. It's John Lux. So the Cougars will have it out underneath their own basket. 25-23, Cougars on top. 5:27 to go here in the first half. They get it in to Jastrzemski. 3 on the way. Missed that one. Tracking down a rebound. Hill is Tate Stewart. Now to Basie out high. They'll reset the offense. Treadway with it. Jacob gives it back to Jastrzemski. Jastrzemski out top. Again, he's only a 23% shooter from behind the arc, but he doesn't hesitate when he's got that opportunity. Tate Stewart. They reverse it over to Basie. Behind the back pass to Jastrzemski inside the 3 line.
Oh.
Get that one to go down. And coming out of there with a rebound is Lux. Lux across the timeline. Out top. Cougars still kind of in a 2-3 zone. That's what we're going to call it here tonight. They go inside. Orem, about an 8-foot runner, he got it. Mitch Orem now, 6 points, and we're knotted again, 25-40 to go here in the first half.
That's a 2-3. They're dropping down to double team if the ball goes underneath. And the wing and the front guy, what do we got here?
Got a foul underneath.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's Jacob Miller holding Tate Stewart.
Yes, it was. And they're just kind of doing some double teaming on the wings and also down low if the ball's underneath. So far I like the choice of defenses.
I see what he's doing here. He's rotating his guards, giving them a break when they can. Stewart, LaFoon, and Treadway.
Jake Treadway's first time to get a little bit of a rest.
You get the ball into Basie. He's not going to shoot it from out there.
Very nice.
Nice little 6-foot runner by Jastrzemski. No good. He's had some good shots. It just won't go down for him.
No, he's had some good looks. He'll hit those. No problem.
Lux cross the timeline to Orem. They swing it over to Braven Cole. Cole with Stewart out on him. Now they go. They reverse it over to Orem in the corner. Now he reverses it back. That is Cole. Cole drives inside. We got a foul, I believe, on Tate Stewart. As Cole was making his move to the basket, he was fouled by Stewart. That's Stewart's first.
Yeah, no foul trouble for the Cougars. Four, we've got that one right. So
Lux with about an 8-foot runner. Did he get it? No,
that's
he got a foul
push.
Go underneath. I think Riley Crane or Basie got him.
Yeah, that'd be Riley.
That's Green's second personal foul. And immediately, Tyler Adams gets off the bench to come in for him. In case you just joined us, Musa Jallo not in uniform tonight for the Cougars. He passed his concussion, the protocol, but the young man has a headache, and Andy Hudson not wanting to take any chances with the young man's health, sitting him out this game. Lux out high. Gets it over to Orem. Now back out to Lux. There's a shot put up and good. I'm surprised they don't give the ball to Klaus more often.
Well, he's 6 for 6, John. He hadn't missed a shot today, including a free throw. He's 1 for 1 there.
13 points for that young man. And Shelbyville back on top, 27-25, 3:39 to go here in the first half. Jastrzemski with it, stops. Now to Stewart, 3 on the way. Got it. That young man is dialed in tonight. Tate Stewart, that's his third 3, and the Cougars back on top, 28-27. Orem with the ball. Deluxe. Lux uses a screen from Klaus. Now they reverse it to Orem. He'll take one from three.
Oh,
he got
my.
Mitch Orem's first 3. He's got 9.
We don't need him to start getting hot from out there, John.
Shelbyville on top, 30-28. Malik takes the 3, drives, now gives it back to Basie. Basie reverses it over to Stewart. 3 on the way. Oh, he does have it. Basie, though, with the offensive rebound. Stops, turns, he'll put up a little 8-footer and rims it out. Rebound pulled down by Orem. Again, the Cougars have had some good open looks. At this point, they can't find the bottom of the net with them.
They're right there. They're in good shape right now, only down 30-28 with 2:40 to go in the half. They just got to keep battling, John.
They go to Klaus.
Holy crap. I can't believe him.
I don't think he can believe his performance. We'll break for a half minute. Cougars trail by 4. You're listening to Cougar Basketball on WGCL. 32-28. Cougars of Andy Hodson trail by 4 to 33 remaining here in the first half.
That was an excellent timeout by Andy. It's gotten a couple things going here. Shelbyville's hit a couple of threes back-to-back. And looks like they're starting to loosen up a little bit. I just wonder if Andy will perhaps go to a man-to-man, put a little bit more pressure out there on the threes. We'll see what happens. Shelbyville still in a man-to-man on their end, John.
Treadway with it now to LeFoon. LeFoon stops, looking for somebody. Finds Tate Stewart over on the right baseline. Now out top to Adams. Adams now drives, now finds it over to Basie. And I think he thought Basie was going to cut more to the basket. Hands the bat, led him too much. Turnover, gives the ball back to Shelbyville.
I think Connor Basie was heading for a rebound and not a shot. And then that was the reason that didn't work.
Yeah, I think he thought that Adams was going to shoot the ball.
1-3-1, little trap right now for Bloomington North.
Cole with the ball. He gives it over to Lux. Lux goes.
Oh, he almost threw it away. Nice,
down.
He did.
That's a bad pass by Cole. He was just trying to save it. Tate Stewart got his hands on it. Inside to Adams off the glass. No, but he was hammered. He'll go to the free throw line. That's a great look inside by Tate Stewart.
Tate right now has got about as good a confidence as anybody on that floor. And that was a wonderful pass. Tyler just couldn't quite get it up and around. But good cut to the basket by Tyler Adams.
Adams, a 50% free throw shooter on the year. That's his Achilles heel. And he didn't get it. But you look at his form. And I'm not saying that I'm a great free throw shooter, but somebody needs to work with him on his form. Just the way he releases the ball. And everything else looks great, but boy, it's just the way the arms go up. And that one, he looked better.
Yeah, way to talk him into it, the reverse hex.
Thank you.
I like it.
32-29, Shelbyville by 3. Cougars picking it up, and nice steal there by Adams. He leaves it for Stewart. Stewart now, he'll reset the offense, and Shelbyville was able to get back on defense. But the Cougars were picking them up in the backcourt, and they were able to get the turnover. Adams with it. Over to Treadway, 3 by LeFoon. Good. That's LeFoon's second 3 of the ball game. He's got 10 points. We're dotted again to 32. Quickly the other way. Klaus blocked by Adams. Klaus got his own rebound. Puts it back up. No good. Ball's tipped. And now we finally get a foul. That was Asher on the offensive glass. He'll go to the free throw line. Again, the Cougars, they don't have the height, but boy, they're really working those boards.
Yeah, they're battling them under there, John.
That's Basie's second personal foul. Asher at the line, 63%. This is that one. Thought maybe Asher might be a starter for him. Came in the game time averaging 9 points and 6 rebounds a contest.
Right.
6'5 senior. But apparently he's more effective off the bench. And, boy, he finally got that one to roll in.
Used the whole rim on that one.
That he did. 1-for-2 from the line. Cougars trail 33-32. 1:11 exactly remaining in the first half. Fedway was trying to pass the ball over to Adams. Asher came out, got a hand on it, knocked it out of bounds.
Pretty clean game, John. I mean, Shelbyville does have 5 turnovers, and Bloomington North only 3, so they're both teams are taking care of the ball fairly well.
Jacob Treadway with it. Across the timeline. Cooper spreading the floor a little bit. Lazy now. Still has it. He'll bring it out top. Looking for a guard. He finds Malik LaFoon. LaFoon.
I know if it were me, I would stand right there.
Well, that's what it's going to do.
They're going to come out and get me. If I can't get a layup, we'll get the last shot.
Well, they're going to give Basie all kinds of room. They know he's not a shooter.
And they're not giving Tate Stewart much room. Lux is all over him
like a cheap suit. Thank you very much.
All right, folks, we got that in. We can finish now. We're good.
All right, Tyler Adams now with the ball.
25 and seconds.
Everybody catching their breath here.
Shelbyville, 15 seconds.
Adams still with the ball. LaFoon cutting for the basket. They had to, well, they end up with the ball. Not sure that's how they drew it up. Basie with a three. Got it! Connor Basie with a three ball. 34-33. Orem got his shot blocked by Tate Stewart at the end of the first half. So Connor Basie knocks down a three with about 2.5 seconds to go in the first half to give the Cougars a one-point lead here at halftime.
It looks like they're going to give him a two.
Oh, must have had his foot on the line. Darn.
Oh,
that's
man.
Too bad. I thought he had a three ball.
Well,
at any rate, he got a two ball, but the Cougars are on top here, 34-33, and it's halftime. We'll break for a two-minute timeout. You're listening to Bloomington North Cougar Basketball on WGCL.
Halftime show brought to you by J&S Locksmith, by Motor Service, the Ice Center of Southern Indiana, and by Keller Heating and Air. Side out for Shelbyville. They'll go right to left on the radio dial, as Cougars, of course, will go left to right. And with the basketball is Lux. Into the corner, that is shot was missed. That was a three ball by Cole. Rebound, though, by Orem. Orem with it. He'll reset the offense. They reverse it over to Cole. Cole into Lux. Lux finds Orem. Orem with a three. Missed it. Rebound, Tate Stewart. Quickly in the front court come the Cougars. Stewart with the basketball. Over to LaFoon. LaFoon drives inside, stops. Still has the ball. Now over to, they reverse it over to, shot was missed, and that was by Basie. Missed it, and that was a pass coming to him from Jastrzemski. 5 it started for each team. We'll start the second half. 3 ball on the way. Was missed. That was Land. He got a rebound foul. LaFoon with a rebound, and he was fouled. And the foul was on Orem. That's his first.
Tell you what, John, he's played a long time and not come out of the ballgame that I've known of, and only one foul.
Tate Stewart with the ball in the front court. Dribbles out high. Now leaves it for LaFoon. LaFoon makes his way to the basket, stops inside the free throw line. Now he gets it over to Basie. Basie now to Stewart. Stewart wants the three instead. He'll dribble the ball. Now stops. It's over to Basie out high. Again, they're going to give him that shot. He moves it over to Stewart. Stewart with a three. No good. Rebound, Basie got a hand on it. Can they get it? And Orem. Now we're going to have a foul on Basie. Basie couldn't get the rebound, but he's trying to back the ball to a teammate, and in the process commits a personal foul.
And that's his third.
Actually,
John.
They go with Jastrzemski.
They did.
They could have gone on either guy. I thought it was going to be Basie. He seemed to be closer, and just based on his reaction, I thought he was the guy that committed it.
Well,
but good.
Probably a good thing. That's only one on Holden.
They try to get the ball inside to Klaus, and the ball batted back out, but Shelbyville still has it. They want Klaus down low. They get it to him inside, put up a shot. He missed it, and the rebound is pulled down by a little Malik LaFoon. LaFoon in the front court. Directs traffic. Gets it down to Basie. Basie over to Treadway. Treadway now to Jastrzemski. An 8-foot jumper. No good. Basie, though, with the offensive rebound, he couldn't handle it. Loses it out of bounds. Nobody has scored yet in the second half. Cougars on top, 34-33. We have played almost 2 minutes here in the third quarter. Lux walks it across the timeline. Now they'll get into their offense, the Golden Bears do. Lux
Now they go into the corner. Ball taken away by Treadway, and now we got a foul. And committing the personal foul was Cole.
Good job by Jacob Treadway. He just, as I've heard described many times, he's a pest. He is a pest.
Affectionately.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Treadway across the timeline. Gives it to Jastrzemski. Now it's to LaFoon. He'll fire from three. Got it. Malik LaFoon. That's his third three of the ball game. Cougars back up by four, 37-33. Trying to answer with a three. Missed it. That was Lux. Jastrzemski with a rebound. Tate Stewart quickly in the front court. Tate to Jastrzemski. Jastrzemski, he'll take a long three. Probably ill-advised on that one. Tried to track down the rebound, and he does. He took it away from Orem, gets it to LaFoon, shot up, got it. So, Jastrzemski missed a long three, tracked down the rebound. Ryan Mack wants a timeout. We'll break for a minute. You're listening to Cougar Basketball on WGCL. 39-33 our score. Tonight's broadcast, Cougar Basketball, brought to you by Henderson Orthodontics, my comprehensive financial consultants, IU Health Rehabilitation and Sports Medicine Center, and by the good folks at Smithville.
They are good folks.
They are good folks indeed. We thank them for sponsoring our broadcasts of high school football and basketball. Orem, well, Jastrzemski got into the passing lane, but Orem ends up with the ball. And now it is Klaus with it. I keep wanting to call him Crow for some reason. We've got a foul on Lux. Maybe it's on Lutz. No.
They're not calling a foul?
I thought they were going to call a foul on Lutz, but apparently there was no foul on the play. Shibbenville, though, has possession. Lutz does have the ball. He tried to pass it, lost a handle on him, and tracked it down. Posting up inside is Asher, who has checked into the ball game. He gets it over to Klaus. Now they go back over to Asher. Shot put up, missed badly, and that was Orem rather than took that shot. He missed it, and he was fouled. Where Orem was at, I couldn't see his number. And they didn't call a foul. Yeah, they didn't. They didn't call a foul. All right, just a late call on that. Jastrzemski is second. It's a late time getting it over there to indicate it. Orem will throw it in. Has to throw it deep. That's a new face that's checked in. That's Jacob Miller. And he's got his hands on the ball now. Miller gives it over to Lux. Lux now will set up the offense. Cougars in a 2-3, kind of a soft 2-3 zone. Out with it is Lux. Lux directs traffic. Now makes his move on the baseline. Lux still with the basketball. Reverses it over to Miller. Miller now into Orem. And we've got a foul. Or is he on the line? No, it's a foul. And I think that time it was Basie. Nope.
Jacob
call that
Treadway.
One on Treadway. I'm gonna foul Basie out of here if I'm not careful.
That's okay. I don't blame you. That last one I thought was too. Oh my gosh.
Oh, nice pass inside to Orem.
No, Orem threw it off the back of a Cougar and grabbed it and laid it in. A smart play by Mitch Orem.
LaFoon the other way. He couldn't get the roll. Basie goes flying, couldn't get it. Orem with a rebound. In the front court, shot is put up. No, we're gonna have a charge. And the foul's on Cole. He's charging, and the pest, Jacob Treadway, got
that away, Jacob.
Time. The offensive foul. Turnover gets the ball back to Bloomington North. Cougars, four-point lead. 39-35, 4:06 to go here in the third quarter. Can say one thing for the Cougars tonight. They're playing loose.
Oh, they are. They were loose in warm-ups. I think they're confident. I mean, with the way they've played the last three or four games, I was worried about them, especially when we knew Jala wasn't going to play.
Three, no. LaFoon is hit. Tried to go to Jastrzemski. He wasn't ready for the pass, and Orem has it. Orem, and now there's a foul finally on Basie. And it really wasn't his fault committing that foul. Orem, he was just running up the court. Orem kind of stopped, and Basie was right in front of him, and Basie couldn't stop. And now Basie has three personal fouls. He is the first Cougar to be in serious foul trouble here in the ball game. Tyler Adams checks in as Jastrzemski will take a break.
Yeah, the last time down, the Cougar turnover because Malik LaFoon went up in the air to shoot, and then he was defended well and tried to pass it, and And Holden was already headed in to try to look for the rebound.
Lux with the ball. They go inside. Now Orem with a three. No good. And the rebound was pulled down by Asher. Well, check out that one. Yeah, it was Asher. Yeah. Now Orem has it. Orem drives inside, leaves it for Asher. Asher gets away with a walk, put up a shot, missed it. Asher got his own rebound, and he was fouled by Lafoon, but I thought he was shuffling his feet inside before he attempted that last shot.
I would not have argued with a turnover there because I think you're right. He kind of did a little bunny hop there, and nobody saw it.
Asher, 63% free throw shooter. He's hit 1 of 2 from the stripe so far tonight. And he hits that one. Sponsors of high school basketball on WGCL include the South Central Oral Surgery Center. They'll help you with everything from wisdom teeth removal to teeth of the day. Shot was missed by Asher. Rebound pulled down by Adams. Quickly in the front court, that's Tate Stewart. Now Treadway, the pass drives inside, takes it all the way, got it. Jacob Treadway's got 5 points. Cougar lead back to 5, 41-36. 3:05 remaining here in the quarter.
Nice move.
He got away with a walk there.
Yeah, he did.
Lutz did. They go inside to Asher off of glass. Good. Yeah, no, he headed down that low. No reason to foul it, giving the three-point play opportunity. Cougar leads still 3. Adams gives it to Stewart with an NBA 3.
Got yeah,
it.
Baby.
Well, I'm telling you what, Tate Stewart, that man, he's not the biggest guy in the court, but he can bomb them in from everywhere. He's got 4 3-pointers in the ball game. Lead is back to 6. Trying to answer is Cole with a 3. No good. Lux comes out of there with a rebound. Now they'll reset the offense. Braden Cole has the ball. Now he gets it over to Lux. Lux. Still has it. And goes inside. Orem put up a shot. No good. Orem, did he get his own rebound? Lafoon ties him up. Jump ball. And a possession arrow pointing in the direction of the Cougars. Riley Green checks back into the lineup. Tyler Land returning for Shelbyville. Green picked up 2 fouls in the first half in his action off the bench. Checking out of the lineup was Braden Cole for Shelbyville. Cougar lead is 6. 2:10 to go here in the third quarter. Treadway with it. Gives it over to Crean. Crean. Now out top to Tyler Adams. Adams finds the money man, Tate Stewart. Inside, Lafoon stops. Puts up a shot. No good. And who got the rebound? Orem gets it. Finally comes out of there with it. Gives it to Lux. Lux still with it. Takes it all the way.
Charge.
And we're going to have a charging foul. He just ran right at Jacob Treadway. I'm not sure what Lux was thinking.
I don't know either.
Jacob just held his ground there.
It's like looking at a locomotive coming at you, and Jacob Treadway just stood there and let it and just flattened him. He's laughing about it now, though. It didn't hurt him, obviously.
No, he's an old defensive back, played football up
That's
until
right.
his senior
That's
year,
right.
so he's been in worse collisions than that.
Oh, mercy, yes.
The lead is 6. Tyler Adams with the basketball to Lafoon. He's open from 3, and no, missed the shot. Who has a rebound coming out of there with it? That was Land coming down with it. Quickly in the front court. Miller has it. Treadway with a steal, but he just throws it. He's trying to save it. And nobody from Bloomington North could catch up to that one, but a great play defensively by Jacob Treadway. And now Chris Asher checks out. Shelbyville going small.
And North's going to put on a full court press because of it, John.
Klaus, the tallest guy on the floor for him at 6'2". Although Orem is 6'4".
So yeah.
We got a 6'4 and a 6'2 guy out there. Now that's a 3 on the way in the corner. It was missed. Orem got the rebound, though. Nobody blocked him out. He laid it in. That was Miller that missed the 3. Jacob Treadway leaves it for Tate Stewart. Cougar lead is 4, 44-40. With a minute remaining here in the quarter. Stewart, Cougars are spreading the floor here a little bit. They may want to run a little clock here. Maybe hold it down to the last shot.
A double-double for Mitch Orem. I got him for 11 rebounds, John.
Well, on that last one, nobody was...
No.
Somebody forgot to pick him up. Tyler Adams dribbling out front, playing a little cat and mouse there. Now he'll drive inside. Lafoon. And now we got a foul. Lafoon faked like he was going to shoot a 3. And he got Lux to leave his feet, and Lux fouled him.
He should have thrown it up there.
Yeah, he should have.
I mean...
Oh, yeah.
Of course, that was on his bad elbow, and he was kind of I don't think he expected Lux to go for his fake, to be honest with you.
That foul was on Lux, and that's his second. Treadway with it. We're at 37 seconds to go here in the quarter. Cougars spreading the floor. Treadway with it. Now he'll dribble back out top. And now it is Malik LaFoon. LaFoon drives inside. Now to Crean. Crean passes back out to Treadway. They're obviously holding here for the final shot, unless there's just a wide open layup.
20 seconds.
Treadway. Jacob still with it. Now to Tate Stewart. That's the guy they want to take the shot. Either he or LaFoon.
Right.
Ideally. Tate looks like he's going to be the man. We're under 10. On him is Jacob Miller.
He's almost. He did. He went over and back.
Stewart with a shot inside. He missed it. Rebound batted around. And, oh, that might have counted had it gone in. That was Lux heaving it, but it didn't go. We have played three quarters. Back with the fourth quarter call. After this 1 minute timeout, you're listening to Cougar Basketball on WGCL. Back on the south side of Bloomington, Cougars on top here, 44-40 as we begin play here in the fourth quarter. If you're injured, you need options, knowledge, and respect. Call Green & Schultz toll-free, 866-685-6800, or visit them online at greenschultz.com. Green & Schultz trial lawyers, they make tough times better for you. And Shelbyville just threw the ball away.
John, I tell you what, neither team could throw the ball in the ocean that quarter. 44-40. Cougars were 4 for 12, 3 for 15, and 0 for 8 from three-ball range with Shelbyville. Nobody's shooting the ball well right now.
And now the ball goes off Riley Crean. So the Cougars give the ball right back to him.
9 turnovers for Shelbyville, 8 for the Cougars, so still not a bad game as far as that goes.
Tyler Lynn has the ball, leaves it for Lux. Lux back over to Land. Land back to Lux. Lux getting a hand on it was Tyler Adams. Trying to save it was Land. Jacob Treadway ends up with it, and he couldn't. Tyler Adams couldn't catch up with that pass.
I think Jacob should have just laid it in on the left side. He was wide. All he had to do there was just take it. The defender never did anything but stay in the middle of the floor. And
to be fair, Tyler Adams led him, Jacob Treadway led him too much.
He did. He gave him too much room there. I'm not sure, you know, Tyler, where he would have had to catch the ball if he could have made a play.
Mitch Oram has the basketball. Three on the way. That is Land. He misses it. And Lux. Well, they got to call it on Lux. That's why he got the rebound, was he shoved. But they didn't see it that way. It's on Riley Crean. That's his third.
Riley's got to get in there and battle. I mean, he's trying, but these guys are just older than him and more muscular than him right now.
Lux has the ball. Leads it over to Tyler Land. Land back to Lux. Lux out top. Cougars on top. 44-40. 7:09 to go here in the fourth quarter. Lux. Land with a three. Got it. Well, they left him open, and Land knocked that one down. He's got two threes in the ball game. The Cougar lead cut to one, 44-43. And now Andy Hodson wants to call a timeout. We'll break for a half minute. You're listening to Cougar Basketball on WGCL. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by Comprehensive Financial Consultants, personalized strategies for creating income in retirement. Comprehensive Financial Consultants on the web at cfci.us. Call them 334-3190. Member FINRA SIPC. That was an interesting observation. One reason, Shelbyville, they didn't get any points out of Klaus in that quarter.
That's correct. And I'm telling you, I mean, for a guy that's 7-9 from the field,
touched the ball.
No, I don't think he touched it either.
Oh,
Tate Stewart.
That was beyond NBA range there. He's got five threes in the ball game to lead back up to four. I hope they bring, if the Cougars win, I hope Andy brings Tate up here tonight. I want to talk to that young man.
With a JR interview, and we don't know what we'll have to do in between games. We'll try it. Hey, you and I, we'll do anything.
We'll do our best.
That's right.
Lux has it. Out of the land. They reverse it over to Oram, and Adams Krasinski got into the passing lane, and Mazey able to track that ball down.
Good job holding Krasinski.
Cougars playing well here tonight. In there a man short, Musa Jallo in street clothes. With the ball is Treadway. Treadway over to Basie. Basie.
Oh, nice pass.
And to Adams. Krasinski and the ball stolen away. That was Jacob Miller that had it. Right idea there by the Cougars. Miller tried to go inside.
Oh, you got to be kidding me. Okay, they called
it
on.
Yeah, they got to call that on Klaus.
Oh, my.
He hammered Lathoon trying to get the ball.
The forearm shiver.
Klaus outweighs Lathoon by at least.
They didn't call a foul, John.
Oh, they should have. Man, Lathoon hit the deck. He hit the deck. It was a long three by Lux, and he got it. So Lux, his first three ball, he's got 5 points, and the Cougar lead cut to 147-46. Treadway in the front court, now to Malik Lathoon. Lathoon makes his way to the basket, stops, now leaves it for Treadway. Treadway comes back over the middle. Krasinski fakes the three, now they go back out to Jake. Jacob running the offense to Basie. Now they go to Lathoon out high. Lux is on him. Lathoon that dribbles to the left side, now reverses it. And now makes his way to the basket. Krasinski with a three.
Got that away, Holden.
Holden got that ball in rhythm.
Now, that's a good point, John, because he has absolutely went stone cold from hitting the first shot he took today. Good for him. Great confidence to keep fighting.
Well, now here comes a three the other way, and that was missed. That was Cole. Rebound, though, by Orem. Orem gets it over to Miller, who just threw up a prayer, and he got fouled.
12 rebounds for Mitch Orem.
Yeah, Orem doing
the guy's
a good job.
He's every time the ball, he's near it. He's
yeah, Orem's a good ball player. Looks a little bit like Logan Kirby of Bloomington South, who we'll see here in the second game. Miller, a 92% free throw shooter. Missed
it. He sure didn't look like it on that one.
No, he did not.
It's a way to put the kibosh on him.
Hey, I'm doing the best I can. He comes off the bench. You don't know how many free throws he's attempted. He missed them both.
Well, I'll tell you what, he just missed two there.
I bet that's the first time he's done that all year. Treadway with the rebound across the timeline sets up the offense. 50-46. Cougars have led pretty much this entire ball game. For much of it, anyway.
Oh,
Steele picked his pocket. Jacob Miller off the glass. Got him. So Miller, ninth turns defense into offense. It's 50-48, 4:30 to go here in the first quarter.
Yeah, it's just Tate Stewart kind of fell asleep there. I just don't think he thought the guy could take the ball from him, and he stuck his hand in there and knocked it loose.
Yeah, proved him wrong. Tate Stewart with it. Jacob Miller on him. And now the Cougars slowing things down here a little bit as they spread the court.
50-48, John, 4 minutes to go in the game.
Tate Stewart. Now they go to Lathoon, way outside. Now Lathoon makes his way to the basket. Stops inside the free throw line. Got it back over to Treadway. Now to Basie. Basie fakes the three. He's not going to shoot out there. Now it's Jastrzemski from the corner. Boy, he missed that one bad.
Oh, man.
He missed that one really bad.
Lux
for the rebound. And now what do we got? Timeout by Shelbyville. We'll break for a half minute. You're listening to Cougar Basketball on WGCL. John Callahan, Terry Stoltz, Katie Robbins high atop Wind City Center at the controls of tonight's broadcast. Terry, I hope you got plenty of sleep last night because it's a doubleheader here tonight.
I'm ready. We're in good shape. Matter of fact, I did because by the time we get out of here, and hopefully I'm going to go home and I'll probably watch an IU, watch a DVR of the IU victory tonight.
Tape and delay, by
at least I'm hoping. The victory part.
50-48, Cougars with the lead. Lux gives it over to Orem. Orem drives the baseline, got it. Wave it right by Jastrzemski. That time, and Orem, he's been in double figures for a while, and we're knotted at 50 apiece. 3:30 to go here in the fourth quarter. To go down low to Jastrzemski. Orem on him, now back to Treadway. Now to Tate Stewart. Tate's been a little quiet here of late, got to get him going again. Lathoon's been very quiet. Stewart out high. They go inside. Basie off the glass. Got it.
That away, Connor.
Basie with 4 points. Give the assist to Tate Stewart. Cougars regain the lead 52-50. With the ball, that is Lux. Lux over to Cole. Lux with the three. Rims out. Rebound batted around. And Jastrzemski coming out of there with it. He gives it to Stewart. Stewart in the front court. Over to Lathoon. Lathoon got shoved.
And he hit it.
And he's going to get the basket. Oh, you got to be kidding me.
Oh,
my. Jacob Miller commits a foul, but he committed the foul as Lathoon was putting the shot up.
I'll tell you, he flat missed that one. He flat missed it. That is an awful, awful non-call right there.
The other thing is, he doesn't go to the free throw line because
no.
For a free throw opportunity because they're not even in the one-and-one. But he should have been going to the free throw line for a three-point play.
Absolutely.
All right, Pete Stewart has the ball. Stewart with a nice little runner. Missed that one. Bethune with a rebound, and he is fouled. Oh, they're going to call a jump ball. What about, I could have called over the back on Orem, but the official didn't see it that way. Possession arrow. Cougars do retain the possession, but well, you could have made a good case there for over the back on Orem. 52-50. Treadway throws it in. Stewart with a long three. He banked it in. Oh, my goodness. The banks are open late tonight.
I don't think he called that one, John.
Oh, I know he didn't. I thought he missed it, but he banked that one
too.
In.
55-50.
And now they're going to call a touch foul here at the other end. Orem is fouled. Let's hope it was on Stewart.
Connor Basie wants the old hook there, and I don't blame him. I tell you what, Orem's a player.
That's on Basie.
Orem is flat a player.
He is. That's on Basie. That's his fourth. Orem has missed his only free throw opportunity, but he's a good free throw shooter. 79% coming in. And he got it. Motor Service, one of your sponsors of high school athletics on WGCL. Local Car Quest Auto Parts Store, corner of 5th and Rogers. Motor Service wants to help you. Orem got them both to go down. 55-52, Cougars with the lead. Jastrzemski gets it in.
Full court pressure, man-to-man trap.
Back to Jastrzemski.
Good job.
They break it. Now Tate sets it up. These Cougars do not have numbers. Now, let's see what the Cougars have in their bag of tricks. Or to Treadway. Treadway dribbles in. Now stops. Now coming to it is Tate Stewart. And now we got a foul. It's on Jacob Miller. And Miller was all over him like a cheap suit. And over him too much.
I don't know if we've ever went to 2-3-1. It's two of those in one. It is the postseason. Crap, you and I have only done two games together this year. We better get them in while we can.
Stewart.
Attaway, Tate.
76% at the line. That's his first free throw attempt tonight. But boy, he's been money from behind the arc. Six three balls. Six.
24 points now.
Tate Stewart.
Holy moly. Cougars 57-52.
Minute 59 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Mitch Orem leaves it for Cole. Now they reverse it. Lux has to go up to get it. And now he tried to go back inside to Klaus. Lafoon got it. They foul him in the backcourt. Now Cougars, that's the seventh. Actually, that is the seventh. Finally, we can see some one-on-one action.
John, if you are Ryan Mack of Shelbyville, and you go back and look, if you do happen to lose this game, you can point to one thing. It's Malik. Oh, he missed it.
Missed the front end, and Orem has a rebound. But don't leave us hanging. What's that one
Cameron
thing?
Cameron Klaus didn't score in the second half.
Three was missed. Ball batted up. Yeah, that's going to be it. Lux over the back, I would think. And three ball was missed by Cole. Yeah, Lux over the back, big time. Yeah, I mean,
that's the reason.
Yeah, Klaus.
He had 15 and a half, and he still got 15 points.
Yeah, Klaus, he hasn't touched the ball. That was the third foul on Lux. Treadway at the strike, 69%. And he got it. Free throws are key. Treadway now 2-3 from the line. Second one on the way. It is rims out. Orem pulls down the rebound.
Jeez, another rebound.
Orem with it now. Leaves it for Lux. Lux with a three. Missed that one badly. Rebound pulled down by Jastrzemski, and he is fouled. Klaus shaking his head on that one. They have a long walk to the other end of the court. Jastrzemski is a 78% free throw shooter.
Cameron Klaus, only his second foul of the game. 7-9 from the field. He has taken one shot in the entire second half as Shelbyville comes down and does nothing but fly threes up there, to which at this point they're 3 of 18 after the third quarter. North missing another free throw, John.
Yeah, not good. Yeah, Klaus did his best LeBron James imitation in the first half. Now he's coming out of the ballgame.
They're 2-for-7 in the fourth quarter. They keep chucking threes. The guy that got him an early lead is not even seeing the ball.
Shimsky.
That away, Olin.
59-52. Things looking pretty good right now, but as we all know,
a minute and 29 to go.
That's a lot of time. Lux across the timeline. Now that's Orem. Orem reverses it over. There's a three on the way. That was missed. Rebound was tipped up. No good. And Jastrzemski. So missing. Land missed the three. Got his own rebound and missed that second shot. Jastrzemski with the rebound. Lafoon all the way down. Basie all alone plays it in. Now things are looking really good. Lead is up to 9. 61-52. 1-6 to go here in the fourth quarter. Right, Cougars have to be very proud of their performance here tonight. With the ball is Land. Now there's a three put up and in by Cole. Ryan Mack immediately calls a timeout. We'll keep it right here.
We're probably going to be parading to the free throw line now, John.
Lead was cut to 6. It's 61-55.
Well, Bloomington North, you know, like missed 4 out of the last 6 free throws. So they need to, a 1-1. Lead off 1-1 for Malik Lafoon. They're going to get fouled here because this is the only way Shelbyville's got a chance to get back in this game. 54.2 seconds, 61-55. The Cougars now, as they get to keep the ball in the hands of the guys, can shoot the free throws, and they got to knock them down.
The man sitting to my right will tell you that Black Lumber has everything that you need, whether you're a contractor doing a major remodel or a homeowner trying to improve your property. You can count on Black Lumber.
Yes, you can.
Popcorn down there is very good.
Popcorn's free. Just at least buy something every now and again. That'll help. Keep it free, as one of my commercials might say.
One, by the way, you're also known as One Take Terry, I understand.
Well, I try. Do the best I can. Hey, you and I, again, right now, are keeping our string for Andy Hodson in there.
Yeah, it's too bad that they didn't play like Greg Oden and Michael Conley. I wonder how we would have done it against that team.
Same thing that we did to help JR. We didn't do much in that game.
We did.
We've had our share of tough ones for the city schools, but
Gordon, that was another.
Eric
tough
Gordon,
one
the very next year, you and I did it from the Southport semi-state. Let's hope we can get back there.
Tate Stewart, they foul him immediately. Tate Stewart. Boy, what a night that young man has put together here.
Fourth foul on Jacob Miller.
24 points for Tate Stewart. He's at the free throw line. No reason why he shouldn't hit both of these.
That away.
There's the first one.
I'd say the young man's acquitted himself well in his first start.
I tell you, he had 26 points. I think it was Franklin Central earlier
right,
in the year.
Right, exactly.
And he was on fire that
and
night.
A tough loss because we came back the next night and helped him get a win.
That we did. Stewart hits both of those. He's perfect at the line, 4-of-4. And the lead back up to 8. Tate Stewart sits down to a well-deserved applause from the North faithful. 52 seconds. Orem will take a long 3. Misses that one. Rebound is fought for. Out of bounds. Knocking it down was Lamb, but he couldn't save it. Now Stewart comes right back in. Riley Green checks out.
That's a good move by Andy. Riley 6'3". Get him in there to try to get a rebound on the defensive end. Bring in another ball handler. They're running Basie long. I'm not sure what type of free throw shooter Connor Basie is. He doesn't
is
take too many.
60% at game time.
Probably 3-of-5.
Or 6 of 10,
but Treadway. They're trying to get the ball. Great pressure by Shelbyville to get
Stewart. They get it to Treadway. Treadway breaks it. Oh, they got the numbers. And they
off a glass. Nice.
Got it. Give the assist to Basie and Malik Lafoon. They could have brought that ball back, but they had the numbers. They decided to go ahead and hit it. All right, here we go the other end. That's Cole. Puts up a little 8-foot runner. No good. Rebound by Jastrzemski. He's fouled at the backcourt. Night ice.
It will, my John.
With 26.8 seconds left, you got to like it. Cooper's coming in shorthanded here tonight. I'm sure there's a lot of people didn't give him much of a chance.
Well, they had two starters injured. We weren't sure either was going to play. Malik LaFoon has acquitted himself extremely well. Whether that left elbow hurts anymore or not, I doubt if it does right
now. Not tonight. Not at the moment, no.
Holden misses the front, or misses the first. It's a double bonus now.
Yeah, if the lead was one or two, I'd be concerned. But when you're up by 10.
Wow.
I mean, you don't like to see him miss free throws.
Oh, no.
But if you got to miss them, that's when you want to see him miss them. But Stremski now hits 2 of 4.
Gives him 8 points for the game.
Now here we come the other way. A three ball put up. And that was missed. And a rebound coming down to Jastrzemski. That missed by Lynn. Malik LaFoon is fouled with 15 seconds to go by Jacob Miller. Now LaFoon heads back to the free throw line for his second opportunity. And Coach Matt going to get the seniors in there. This one's over. Although this is a sophomore he's got coming in. This is Jalen Ramsey getting ready to come. Has checked into the lineup.
Knock him down, Malik.
LaFoon at game time was an 82% free throw shooter, and he got it.
He had missed his previous one.
Now substitution for the Cougars. Logan Calvin coming in. Also checking into the lineup. Liam Wilkerson. Matt Ambrosio coming in. Getting some time on the court. And we got another face coming in. I believe that's Baylen Sorensen getting ready to check into the lineup. He might be coming in for LaFoon. So come on, Malik, hit this shot so we can get Sorensen in the lineup. Get his name in that box score. And LaFoon was good. So Malik LaFoon will sit down. 68-55. Orem with it now. Cross the timeline. Drives inside. Put up a shot. Missed it. Rebound. Pulled down. Well, Orem ends up with it and got it. And immediately a timeout call. I think Calvin had his hand on the ball, but Orem took it away from him and put it back up and in. Timeout on the court. We'll keep it right here.
15 rebounds for Mitch Orem.
Not a bad night's work.
And 19 points. I'd take that kid on my team any day.
Yeah, he'll make the all-tournament team, no question, with a performance like that.
But again, John, and I just, it goes right back to one thing. And the guy that was killing North early, even though at the end of the first quarter, North still had a 22-17 lead, Cameron Klaus was 5 for 5 from the field and had 11 points. And the kid has shot one shot the whole second half.
Unbelievable.
And these guys, of course, I mean, if throwing up threes is what they do, they did a lot of it in the second half.
Ryan Green gets the ball in and immediately fouled Liam Wilkerson. Liam has not scored any points at the varsity level. Young man is a 5'11 freshman. It's not to say he's going to score, he'll probably score quite a few once he starts playing regularly at the varsity level.
Well, I hope he hits this. Atta boy. That's what I like.
And he's 2 for 2, ladies and gentlemen.
Nice job.
70-57.
Don't foul him, boys.
Land.
Look at that.
I thought they were going to try a lob pass. And getting the rebound, Matt Ambrosio, and the Cougars advance in the sectional. 70-57 winners over Shelbyville. And we'll do a quick wrap here and get ready for our second ball game. We'll break for 2 minutes. You're listening to Bloomington North Cougar Basketball on WGCL. Back to J.R. Holmes Court, where the Bloomington North Cougars have knocked off Shelbyville, 70-57. Terry, quick wrap up.
All right, for the Bloomington North Cougars, 70 points, John, 23 of 43. I haven't even had time to get my calculator. We know that's north of 50%. You even went to B&L, and you know that.
Oh, yeah.
11 of 21 from three-ball range, 13 and 19 from the free throw line. As the Cougars go 11 for 15 in the fourth quarter alone in the free throws. The leading scorer for the Cougars, Tate Stewart, with his first start, 26 points. Had three rebounds. He was 4 of 4 from the free throw line. And he hit a ton of threes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. He hit 6 of 9 threes tonight.
Wow.
26 for Tate Stewart. Malik LaFoon, bad elbow and all, 19 points. Three more rebounds for Malik. 5 points in each of the first three quarters, 4 in the last. Just an outstanding effort by that young man. Jacob Treadway, senior guard, 6 points. He ended up with 3 rebounds also. Connor Basie, the senior pivot man at 6 foot, 190 pounds, 6 points. Great job by him. And Holden Jastrzemski starts out with a three, goes cold, hits another three late in the game, ends up, John, with 8 points. But the kid had 7 rebounds in the second half. To lead North, who kind of closed that rebounding deficit a little bit. But Bloomington North also only 9 turnovers again tonight. And it seems like these guys all year have been protecting the ball very well. And they definitely have protected the ball in the 2 games that we saw them. 57 points for Shelbyville. Leading scorer, Mitch Oram, 19 points, 15 rebounds. My player of the game for them. 15 points for Cameron Krause. The kid didn't score in the second half. In my opinion, the reason the North won this game was Shelbyville came out and started chucking threes, couldn't hit any. Cameron Krause took one stinking shot in the whole second half. 6 points apiece for Tyler Land and Braden Cole. 5 points for John Lux. 4 points for Chris Asher off the bench. Jacob Miller also off the bench with 2. That gives you 57. And as we're getting ready to go in to the Chalk Talk for Game 2, Bloomington South and Columbus North, a great win for the North Cougars.
And the Bloomington North Cougars now advance to the first game on Friday night, where they will take on East Central. Stay with us. Joe Smith, Chalk Talk Chat, pregame visit with South Headman J.R. Holmes. That's coming up next here on WGCL.